So picture this. Picture this. In the Gospel of Mark, this is the first appearance of Jesus. Okay? This is just the fourth verse of the Gospel of Mark. In Mark, there is no birth narrative or anything like that. Our first introduction to Jesus is when he's maybe 30-some years old, and he's out at the River Jordan in the wilderness. The River Jordan, what do you remember about the River Jordan? I know it's early. Remember, the Israelites crossed the Jordan into the Promised Land. This is where Jesus is, okay? Jesus is out at the River Jordan, and John is out at the River Jordan. A bunch of other people are out at the River Jordan. Jesus comes and is baptized by John. Now, be Steven Spielberg for a moment, okay? Picture how you're putting this on the big screen, because this is a challenge. As Jesus is coming up out of the water, Jesus looks up, and he can see the heavens, and we're told they're torn apart. The heavens are torn apart. The Greek word is schizo. It's torn apart. Okay? He's dripping wet, and the heavens are torn apart. How do you do that? Yeah, I don't know either, but God is tearing the heavens apart. And then Jesus hears his Father's voice, God's voice, speak to him directly. Jesus, you are my son, and you are beloved, and I am well pleased with you. Now, what has Jesus done so far in the Gospel of Mark to earn this, I am well pleased with you? What has he done? Zero. He's done nothing. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus has done nothing. We first see Jesus, and he's coming up out of the water, and God is proclaiming him, my son, you are my son, the beloved, and with you I'm well pleased. He is well pleased because this is the relationship God has with him. It's not earned. It is the way God is. So you are my son, Jesus, and you are so loved, and I am well pleased with you. And when these heavens are torn apart, that was one of those places that seemed to be this barrier, this place of distinction where on one side was God and on the other side was all of creation. And here is God tearing it apart. Tearing it apart. And when God tears it apart, I don't think he just kind of neatly, you know how you can fold the paper a little bit and so it's a nice, neat little crease and you tear it. No, he tore it apart. No more is this boundary. No more is this division between God, the divine, and what God has created. No more. No more. You're mine. You are loved. And I'm well pleased with you. This no more. This boundary is no more. And so, like with the children, and I invite you to come up here as you come up for Holy Communion, look in here and try really hard to be able to find that water that came from Latvia. Okay? It's in there. It's in there. And try really hard to find that water that is from, like I said, Goodrich. Or anywhere else. You take a look at that list. It's a huge list. It's a huge list. And it's kind of cool. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of these places, okay? Some of you have been there. But I learned some. In Brush Lake in Mercer, North Dakota, there's a sign that says, you'd rather be here. Sounds like that really humble North Dakota people, you know. You'd rather be here. But that's what it says in Mercer, North Dakota. You'd rather be here. And then in, I don't know how to pronounce it, the next one, Tapolabampo, Sinalo, Mexico. I probably butchered that. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. But I learned something about this place. There has been evidence there of the longest continuously played game in human history is called, what's it called? I don't know what it's called. Ulama. Ulama. And it's played with a rubber ball. And they have found, archaeologists have found a rubber ball, a whole bunch of them, like 1,500 of them, that date back to 1600 BC. That's longer than the Major League Baseball. Right? But in this place, humans have been, and they have played this game. And it's one of the only places that that game is played around the world, but it's been played there. There's water in here from there. Okay? And then Bar Harbor is what some others will say, but it's not that way. It's Bahaba. And then the Mekong River. The Mekong River in Laos. Did you know that Mekong is a combination of a Thai word and a Lao words, and it means mother of waters. It's like the 12th longest river in the world. And there are settlements along this river that date back to 210 BC. There's water in here from that place. I challenge you to find the distinction and where that is, okay? And then Madagascar, we got, is it Lofoten Islands? I'll look to our Norwegian, does that sound right? Lofoten, it's how she said it, okay? Norway. There's water in here from that, and there's human existence. There's been archaeologists that have found out that there's been human existence there since 250 BCE. And, I'm sorry, the place in Latvia, Daugava, okay? Please forgive me again. But this is in Latvia. That river starts in Russia. And it goes, and it's been known to be the road from the Vikings to the Greeks. And sometimes known as the River of Destiny. There's water in here from there. Try to find it. And then, Goodrich, North Dakota. How many have ever been to Goodrich, North Dakota? What? Thank you very much. Have been there too. Population, 100 during the holidays. Actually got relatives in Goodrich. Do you have relatives? Oh, I would say that we could be related. But there's water in here from Goodrich, North Dakota. And Jesus, as he's coming up out of the waters, the same waters that the Israelites go across into the promised land. When Jesus comes up out of that water, he sees the heavens torn apart. The barriers that we think are there are no longer. Those places of division that cause so much pain and hurt and darkness are no longer. I am going to tear them apart, God says. And when God tears those barriers apart, you don't put them back. So why is it, friends, as baptized children of God, as baptized into the baptism of Jesus Christ, why is it that we often put so much energy into that which divides us? I don't understand. Myself included. Now, God has created us each distinct. That's worth celebrating. And we can sit down and listen and grow and understand more of who God is and God's creation if we sit down and listen to try to understand, not for trying to convince one another, but to listen in love in the same way that God has torn apart that which divides us from divinity, from God, and being baptized into that baptism, we are called to live into that same identity that recognizes, yes, we are all created distinct, but those distinctions do not need to be places of division. And I'm sorry, but this week we're very aware of the energies. I'll just ask you to think for 10 seconds, places in your life or that you've witnessed, places that we have distinct sides. And it's lots of energy put into making sure that some are in their place and others are in their place, but we don't want to mix them. And we do this out of fear. I do it myself. But I'm also reminded this week that God has torn apart the heavens. And in our baptism, we are united. I don't know if you caught that in the first part of our worship service. That God desires that His church to be united, that God's people be united. And we are united. We are all children of God. What would it look like? What would it look like if we encountered each other and all that we encounter first, and we encounter them first in our thoughts as children of God? I know that I would live life differently than what I do right now. Do you know that word, schizo, torn apart, is used one other time in the Gospel of Mark? One other time. And it's when Jesus is hanging on the cross. When Jesus is hanging on the cross, God tears that curtain in the temple, that which divided the Holy of the Holies, divided the divine from humanity. God, when Jesus is on the cross, tears it apart from the top to the bottom. The same word, that heavens were torn apart. God again tearing apart that which divides us, so that we can be free to live united, not all in agreement. That's okay. But we are all united. God has torn apart all that divides us and frees us to live first as children of God, in love, in unity, in distinction, in love. That, my friends, is good news. Amen.